England anti-mass migration protests get heated as open borders far-left clash with police. By Kurt Zindelka on August 24, 2025. Numerous of protests took place on Saturday throughout England against the government scheme of housing alleged asylum seekers in hotels in towns and cities across the country, sparking local concerns over the safety of women and girls. Up to 30 protests were scheduled to take place over the weekend, the majority of which under the banner of abolish asylum system and opposing open borders counter-demonstrations also being swiftly organized by heavily funded leftist groups like Stand Up to Racism. While the protest movement against migrant hotels has in fact been largely peaceful since it broke out in Epping last month following the sexual assault of a 14-year-old girl allegedly at the hands of an illegal from Ethiopia housed in a local hotel, several clashes were seen on Saturday involving police and the far-left counter-demonstrators. Multiple clashes between leftists and police were recorded in Bristol, one of the most left-wing cities in England. Police said that multiple people were arrested. However, the majority were later de-arrested. According to the Times of London, police were forced to draw batons as leftists set off red flares and rushed officers in an apparent attempt to break through their line as they escorted the nativists away from the scene. Several people were thrown to the ground during the altercation. Nevertheless, only a 37-year-old woman had her arrest stand over allegedly assaulting an emergency worker. The police did not clarify if the woman was involved in the abolish asylum system protest or the leftist counter-demo. Violent scenes were also witnessed in Liverpool as police attempted to keep far-left activists from engaging with anti-mass migration protesters. A total of 15 were arrested during demos in Bristol, Horley, and Liverpool. Other protests took place in Cannock, Exeter, London, Newcastle, Nuneaton, Perth, Surrey, Tamworth, and Wakefield, among others. Violence on Saturday was not merely contained to protests. However, with participants in the separate but related Raise the Colours movement of Britons putting up Union Jack and St George, England, flags facing apparent reprisals. According to GB News, a group of men were attacked in the early hours of the morning with what has been described as a petrol bomb in Stevenage after raising England flags in the town. One of those attacked told the news outlet, "It is, of course, worrying to see such hostility, but it will never stop us from raising our flag with pride. The fact that people are so quick to attack us is concerning, yet it only makes us more determined to stand firm in who we are." Meanwhile, left-wing-controlled local councils have continued to oppose the outpouring of patriotism, with Dorset Council leader Nick Ireland telling the BBC that some residents had felt intimidated over the raising of the flags. "It would be naive to pretend otherwise that the St. George's flag has been co-opted by certain far-right groups to promote their agendas," the Liberal Democrat politician claimed. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.